this expression. Say if I were looking for that prayer, and it were over there in the corner, and the door was open so that I couldn't see it, you say that the broom is
behind the door.
Anything else?
Hidden by the door.
What about back of the door?
That'd be that good, too. Yeah.
That would be acceptable?
Don't win anything for answering.
You don't get a bite of my hot dog.
Thank God.
You have to know, years and years ago, when people had certain chores that they did on certain days of the week, what about Mondays?
Monday? Blue Monday? That's when you wash your... No, I don't know. I would say that Saturday was, I don't know about Monday, but I'd say Saturday was generally wash day, heavy chores. Monday might be grocery day more than anything else. I'm just guessing. I don't really know, but I would say Monday might be grocery day more because you might have 2 days a week, Monday and Friday perhaps.
Okay. And you say after a woman got through with the washing, she'd have to do what? Get wrinkled out?
She'd hang it up and hang it out to dry.
And specifically, she might take a hot...
Oh, ironing. Oh, yeah, ironing. My wife does it so rarely, I don't even know what it is sometimes. Ironing? Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that being done on a separate day? Or?
Yeah, maybe they do it on different days. I really don't know. I would assume now, today, that if you do washing, you'd probably do ironing the same day with today's fabrics and everything.
Have you ever heard, or would you use any other comprehensive term that would take care of washing and ironing together instead of saying you're doing your washing and ironing, you're doing your...
Clothes. Just doing your clothes. You just do the laundry, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah. Is that what you would say a bachelor, if he didn't want to do his own clothes, a place in town where he might take them?
Take them to the cleaners. Mm-hmm. You do your cleaning, then you might could say. But cleaning, in a house term, means usually cleaning the house more than the clothes. Do the laundry is the term that I use when I do it.
Would you ever call the cleaners the laundry?
Yeah, you do the cleaners, the laundry, laundromat, things like that.
What's the difference in it? Is there a difference in a laundry and a
laundromat? I really think a laundry is where it's ran by somebody else. On a laundromat, you might do it yourself, the mat being automatic, maybe, and you do that yourself. The washateria is another term for a laundromat.
What about this place out front? The house right here, we might have a swing, chairs, that type of thing. Call that
porch, front porch, sun deck maybe, but I don't know. I would call it more a porch.
Have you ever heard any other terms instead of porch around here?
I've heard of them called sun decks, yeah. Terrace maybe. Patio, but I don't know if that really qualifies as a patio, the front of the house.
Any terms for porch maybe that struck you as kind of old fashioned? People might use in this part of the country. You ever heard one called a gallery or veranda?
A veranda. I've heard of verandas before, yes. A gallery. I thought a gallery and veranda were parts of an old large house. Yeah, I guess that might work if you had an old wood frame house. Yeah, I guess those, especially with the gingerbread latest type working, that'd probably be called a gallery, yeah.
Have you ever seen one porch around here that extended around on the side of the house? But no particular name for it.
I wouldn't call it I myself would not call it any more than a porch.
What if this front porch was screened in? Make any difference?
It'd still be called a porch. It'd just be called screened in porch, man. Nothing special to it, actually.
Would it be possible to have a place like that outside except up on the second floor? On the outside?
Yeah, that was why I think more like a gallery in terms of anything else.
Well, say the things that you climb up to get from the yard to the porch, you call those things?
Steps.
And if you were inside and had to go from the first floor to the second, those would be...
Stairs. Mm-hmm. A little bit different there. They could be steps too, but I call them stairs.
Okay. Say this expression, if I walked into the living room, and I left your front door wide open. You didn't want it to stay that way. You tell me to do what?
Shut the door, please.